you know, really we had a big emphasis on our team run. We're trying to get, you know, both sides of the line of scrimmage coming off the ball. And then after that, we had a break, which is kind of like halftime. So coming out of the halftime, we went right into a competition where we went second down, and then we wanted to play out the situation. So as opposed to scripting it, it was for the players, for the coaches. Might be second and seven, play it out, second and 15, second and five. If they got a first down or just went to the third down. So that's what today was really about, just the competition of that. And then trying to get a chance to see how like good fundamental-wise we get. We don't vary too far from that. See how good that part of our game can get.
Coach, you pleased with the intensity and the speed so far?
Yeah, I think when we came back, you could tell that, you know, the club's in good shape. And so to me, that was, you know, a real commitment to say, you know, we're ready to come back and work. And then now we'll kind of transition again, and we'll have some padded work. The practice format, excuse me, will be the same, but there'll be some more contact. And so that'll be a good part to see, too, another chance to evaluate guys in a different format.
So far, which one is your biggest surprise right now?
Well, that's an awesome question. I think it's great to have some of the guys who've been injured, so not necessarily a surprise, but so nice to see Jake Matthews and Joe Holly and Pete Kahns and Brooks Reeds and some of the guys who had missed just such a big portion of our OTAs, to have some of those guys back and playing. I knew how good, you know, some of them were from watching them on tape, but I didn't get a chance to be out on the field with them. So I think the biggest surprise is not necessarily a surprise, but having some of the injured players back into the fold.
What have you seen so far from Carter Allen's transition to free safety?
He's worked extremely hard at it, and so he's taken to the principles of playing free safety. And I think more than that than anything, you know, it's that communication that he's working on day in and day out. So at that free safety spot, you're furthest from the ball, but you see the most. So that communication's key. It's something that he's continuing to work on.
Coach, it seemed like you got Tevin maybe a couple reps with the first team and stuff like that. How do you ease that in? You know, Devontae's out there doing the main thing, but
yeah,
I'm sure you want to get him.
Early on, and Vaughn, early, we actually want to play guys you know, with the first group, not just a running back, receiver, and that's our chance to evaluate the guys going against. Can you handle it? Mm-hmm. And so it's really by design. How many guys can we put into that mix? So in the first meeting, we told you, like, you're going to play, mm-hmm. and part of this system to show that you can do it. And so I love that part of it too, for the guys who like to get up and have that challenge. And then sometimes you see, they're really calling me up to do this. Can I do it? And so that's part of the process for sure.
So how does he look, you know, a couple times that you saw him?
Yeah, totally natural doing that. And for him to get that kind of work with the guys at that position, you know, and I'm really pleased with the way that Bobby, you know, has taken to him and to Devontae and developing these guys. And they're getting tighter, which is going to be important too.
Coach, the rest of the group, Teron Ward looked like he ripped off for run the day two, and Jerome Smith looked like he got a deep posse.
I think so, and I think the more we keep working this zone scheme, it's kind of like one of those things where it's rep after rep after rep, and you guys know that just from studying the teams that do that. We don't have so much volume in our run game, but the things we do, we just want to nail it. And so every time we get a chance to do that, it's that competition working against one another. It's the tackles working against the defensive ends and the linebackers. It's the fullbacks and the linebackers. It's the center and the nose tackle. Like, that competition that we provide for one another, that's how we'll get really good. And so that's what we stress just as hard as we can. Like, how hard can we compete against one another to really see how good we can get?
Jacob Tammy's been making some nice catches in traffic the last couple of days. What do you like from him so far?
Yeah, that hasn't changed, you know, from all the way from OTAs. He's, you know, certainly has somebody that has this catch and raise behind, down low. So, we're just trying to find ways to feature him. He's got a unique style in that he knows how to get open, where to go to find it, and I think there's a good rhythm with him and Matt. Yes.
In the early just days of practice, what are you liking with the offensive line and their gelling together?
One of the things I think, and I hope you guys see that at practice, the intensity that their individual session goes for. So that might be for a 10-minute period, and the amount of work that those guys get in, we call it grind, they go. And it's that mindset, how close those guys can get. It's such a unique position where those five guys, they've got to be connected and be together as much as any position there is. So how they communicate, how tight they get, the work that they're doing for one another, it'll totally pay off.
Hunter Hankerson, another addition this season for offense. What do you like from him so far?
I think it's the length. You know, he's got such a big catching radius. So on some of the keepers, you've probably seen some of the sideline plays. He's got such a knack to keep it in bounds and go and stretch for the ball. So that's probably one of the biggest things that jumps out for me for Hank.
Coach, one off the subject question for
sure.
You. Does Russell owe you some money for helping him look
No, I probably owe him, you know. you know, he's one of those guys that I hold in such high regard. I really do. Like, you know, when we're around people that totally has their act together and their world in order and is an unbelievably great teammate, I think he's such a tremendous picture of that, of being what a great teammate's about. So, yeah, I'm certainly pleased for him. You know, he stands for everything that, like, I love about ball. You know, teammate, doing it for one another, being a great leader. So, thrilled for him.